Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
the start, before the beginning of time.
Hey!
With no point of reference.
Take it out.
And as you speak, 100 billion gaps in the vapor of your breath of planet. It's the time for men to worship. I will see your heart.
But what measure could amount to your desire? The one who never leaves the one like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure amount to your is the one who never leaves the one like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one. Like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one who never left this one behind. Out of all the things I've done, you still taught me to love me. Out of the mess I created, you still taught me to love me. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I don't deserve it. I don't.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You. Yeah. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord. Say. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord. My life. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Hey. I will.
Say it.
is the easiest thing to do, but I will wait on you. Oh, yeah. I will trust in you. Will you raise up your hands and receive Bishop James Morgan?
I will trust in the Lord.
Mantra to live by. He is an everlasting God, and you can trust in him until you die, because he is your keeper, he is your watchman, he is your judge. He has his hands on your life, regardless of where you may be at, whatever situation or circumstance you may be experiencing. Know that God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Thank you so very much this morning for joining us on our Freestyle Friday broadcast. I'm just excited about what the Lord has to share with us on this morning through our entrepreneur that we have on the line. Guys, listen, remember, call a friend, tell a neighbor, the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air, and we're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God and through our guests that come on to share their great businesses, their great ideas, what they're doing in their community, what they're doing in their churches, what they're doing just in the world in general. And we thank God for each and every last one of you guys that are tuning in and listening in and partnering up with us on this morning. Guys, remember again, that number to call in to get in contact with us, to speak with our guests, to speak with us on this morning. If you have any questions, please call in. That number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 if you have any questions, or if you just want to share your testimony, or if you just want to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you. We'll be glad to allow that time for you to speak and to share on this morning. But as always, guys, before we get started, let us go into the Word of God, to our morning scripture, and our morning prayer. Let us pray. Let me your hearts for a moment as we talk to the Lord. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity, God, to come before you, God, to share the knowledge that we have obtained on this morning through our guest. Father, we thank you right now for her. God, we pray that you would put your protective hands on her. God, as she begins to speak, that her words, God, will prick the hearts of those that are entrepreneurs to get them a fire, that they will not sit on that idea, sit on that dream, sit on that vision that you have instilled into them to go forth and go forward and to be a blessing not only to themselves, but, Father God, to their community and to their churches and to their children, Father God, and to their family, Lord God. We pray today, God, that the words that she speaks today, God, be as a never-ending fire that continues to kindle in them, God, to get them to the place where they need to be. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, God, we pray that you would take the reins of this broadcast. God, let every heart and every mind that hear, God, hear something, maybe a song is sung, maybe a word is spoken, God, that will encourage them to keep them going, God. Someone may be listening in, God, that don't know the direction to go in life right now. They may be at a crossroad, and they don't know what direction to go in. Father, we pray today, God, that we share today, as we share today, God, that their desire and their drive to come home to you, come back to you, be as the prodigal son, come back and say, Father, allow me to serve, allow me to work in your kingdom, Father God. God, we pray that prayer, God, knowing, God, that you're able to do just that. And we thank you in advance for all things being made well. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. In the body of Christ said, amen. Our morning scripture is going to be, it's coming from the book of the 23rd Numbers of Psalms, which simply says, Psalms 1 that simply says, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. We also want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in. We thank you so very much for all of you guys that are partnering up with us. We seem like we're taking on a new country every month. We're just excited about you guys joining in. Now, all of you guys that are listening in, I don't know what your time zone is, but we appreciate you. It's a little after 8 o'clock here in Houston, and we want to say thank you for whatever time you guys are listening in, whether you guys are on your job or you guys are listening in at home, or maybe you guys are driving down the road and the lights are wrong road and y'all want to hear some really good information, hear some really good gospel music. We thank you guys for tuning in and listening and pulling, being a part of what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you so much and we appreciate you. So those countries this morning is the United States, of course. We have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Ghana, we have Zimbabwe, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Russia, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Mexico, we have the United Kingdom, and we have Israel. Thank you guys again. Thank you guys again. And we want to make sure that we let the apostles and the lay ministers and all of the missionaries that are in those countries, we understand that your job that you have to do out there, compelling men to come, you have put your hand to the plow and you have not taken down. We want you to know. We want you to know that we are praying with you. And not only are we praying with you, we're praying for you, because we realize that that is a hard job to be out in the highways and the hedges and compelling them to come, especially with all the threats of killing you and death that's around you. We want you to know that the work that you do is not in vain. The Lord has his eye on you. He says in the word, he says, if his eye is on the sparrow, if he'll take care of the sparrow, if he could clothe the grass, he will surely take care of you. So know that no matter where you may be finding yourself at today, that God has his hands on you. And know that we're praying with you. Know that we're constantly praying for you. Know that we thank you so much for the job that you do in those rural countries. And we ask that you will continue to keep up the good work. And we're going to continue to pray not only just for you, we're going to continue to pray with you, because we realize and understand that it is not an easy task. It is not an easy task. And you need as many prayers as you can get. The Bible say where one put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. Just imagine you have a whole whole slew of people, a whole company, as the Bible says, that are interceding for you. We're praying for you. We're praying for your safety. We're praying that your work is not in vain. We're praying that you don't get weary in well doing. Amen. Amen. So thank God for you, and we appreciate you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot prolong the time anymore. I cannot prolong the time anymore. We have our special guest on with us this morning, and we're going to go ahead on and introduce to some and present to others. I don't want to mess up her first name. I don't. Lysandra Ryan.
There you go.
Did I say it? I did it. Yeah. All right. So this morning, she is on with us this morning, woman of God. First off, just introduce yourself and introduce your business, and then we're going to go in and have some questions for you this morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much again, Apostle and Pastor Kashima, for having me on this morning. I'm so excited to be back on with you guys. I am Lysandra Ryan. I am the owner and founder of the Ryan's Group Consulting Company and Coaching Services. We do a lot of things. I like to say marketing and more.
Amen, amen, amen. So if you guys are looking for all that, she got the more part on the end of it. So you got to get with her to find out what the more is. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So before we get started, we got questions we want to ask you.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we ask the right questions and all that. So let's do this. Let's start with this question. What was your inspiration to start your business?
My God, oh man, I tell you, this is Holy Spirit led, I'm telling you. And I was like, what kind of questions am I going to answer? What am I going to say? But he is right on time. My inspiration has always been I'm a talker. So I love people. I love to talk. And the old phrase that you hear all the time, you never meet a stranger, that's me. Everywhere you go, you're always meeting somebody. So I've always been creative with different things, but never necessarily wanted to put it into place. So I would just so happen to talk to somebody, you know, at different points in time, and then it would just be at that. But I was working for a company. I've been in the health industry for the last 10-plus years or so, and I was working for this company as their marketing coordinator director, and I was going through my little test and trial of, do I work for myself or do I continue to keep going, like every entrepreneur that has that burning thing, you know, that fire burning on the inside, knowing that there is more, but you're not quite sure how to do that. So you dibble and dab, kind of like those blessed people of yours that you had on the line last week or so. I think it was their the Blanks, I believe, and how he described it. That feeling is actually true, where you sit there at that desk and you figure out, you know, there is more, but how do I obtain it? So then you start researching and you start being connected to different things. I like to call it divine connection, because the Lord will never lead you astray and leave you out to just, you know, nothing without having control to give you the resources that you need to get where you need to go. So I heard a voice sitting at my desk, and the Holy Spirit said, what you do for them, you will do for yourself. So start now with making sure that you do your research, talk to those people. So people that I know I had never talked to, like the CEO, the way I talked to them, the board of directors and everybody else that were in high places. He put me in front of them so that I could be able to ask the questions that I need to ask and the places that I needed to go that they were going to send me on marketing adventures and projects. And I would gather all this information for myself. So when the day came, and it did, he told me, I'm releasing you now, and I'm pushing you out, and you're equipped to do the job.
Amen, amen. You know, that was very powerful, because a lot of people, they don't move because they are afraid or that they feel like they're not equipped. But to be honest with you, whenever God is moving some things around in your life and moving you to the next dimension, he will always, always put into position and place to where you need to be at. And, you know, I say it like Einstein said it. Einstein said it like this. He said, in every failure was a success, because he said if you were paying attention, because if whatever you gained from wherever you were, you know what I'm saying, you pull that knowledge and you take that knowledge and you start to apply that, and that will make that makes the difference. That really does make the difference. Amen. Pastor Elect is on. I don't know if she has a question. I'm gonna go ahead on and I'm gonna yield the floor and let her ask the question.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I Apostle had to Elect had to take care of it for me because I had to take care of something. My question is, where do you see yourself in 5 years from now? Have you set your goals or short-term goals, long-term goals? Where do you see yourself business-wise in 5 years?
You know, I often see myself doing some immaculate things. They're so big, I can't even fathom how I'm going to get there, but I know with the Lord's help, it will happen. But I see myself, I have visions and goals to travel. I love to teach, and I am, like, I'm finding myself restructuring my business quite a bit from where I first started. And, you know, kind of moving things around and finding what my niche is. That's what they like to call it. And what actually will attract the people my way. And it's mainly me being able to teach and actually walk the walk with them. So I like to not just provide my services and say, okay, I'm good, here's your invoice. I like to really kind of stay connected to my clientele and people that I meet, because it's a journey. And my motto is let's grow together. I mean that. I cannot, you know, not do that without them. So 3 months, well, short-term goals is just to finish fine-tuning all the things that I need to fine-tune as far as the foundation, all of the other different structures and all the other things that are going to be added to the business, because I see now nothing stays the same, of course. It's just like actually being incorporated and working for somebody else. You have to have those structures implemented for yourself too. And then you have to have room for when God deviates you just a little bit for some other things to come in place as well. And then being able to add my services and being able to now teach myself long-term, teach what I know to somebody else. So having maybe like an intern or, you know, some other little things like that, to building a team, because I wanted to actually build a team for long-term goal. So it's just not just me. So when I go out into the community, we all going out into the community. So that's long-term. But short-term is just putting up with your day-to-day business structures and things like that, and, you know, just making sure that those things are in order and in place. And, you know, I like to go month to month, and I say slow and steady wins the race. And I'm not trying to be, you know, all fast with it, because a lot of people do that, but they also end up not seeing what they want to see in return, because they thinking it's supposed to be quickly. And this is, nothing is quick about entrepreneurship.
Amen.
You're definitely right about that.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I have another question. You're definitely right about that.
Okay,
well, I have one more question, Apostle Elect. You're definitely right about that. Take your time. Always plan out. Don't just jump up and do anything. You do know you're going to go global, right?
Hey, you know what? Okay. You spoke that to me on the first day that you saw me.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, I'm still wrapping myself in that, because God told me, he says, you have purpose, and like others, you've been around your purpose and walking in your purpose, but now that purpose has met you and you've met purpose. So now you're able to understand your full potential, and now I'm living in the fullness of God. So
Come
when he talks about divine assignment And the apostle just said that God will never leave you nor forsake you, and he will give you everything that you need to do on that journey. He already knew what this business was going to look like. I didn't. Still clueless. And every day he still blows my mind because he adds something else. And I'm like, Lord, that's not a part. He said, your services shall grow. That's why it's more. There you go, apostle. So then I said, okay, all right, I got that. So when meeting these people and those divine connections that he's given me, they are the, you know, they're telling me, hey, don't forget, this is what God said. So it's confirmation on what he's already spoken to me. But to see it in the natural, oh, my God. I'm not trying to go behind, you know, I'm not trying to go in class with y'all this morning.
But God, it goes that way sometimes. It's okay. It's okay.
The anointing is real.
The Holy Spirit take over a lot, so don't worry about
that.
The anointing is heavy.
Oh, my God. And I'm laughing because Apostle, in my inside, I'm laughing because Apostle said, well, you're early, huh? I said, yes, sir, I am. I said, but I got to get my praise on, too. And he's right. It's something about that, you know, that time. And I was rushing this morning, and I didn't have my time, but I was on time. I was so excited to hear what you guys had on this morning to impartake into the spirits of the people. I'm trying to tell you, I was just eating at the table. And I know now wherever you two are, I got to be. So y'all going to see more of me. I'm so glad.
Oh, wow. Well, bless the name of Jesus.
And Apostle,
yes, sir.
We met at my cousin's women's conference, at Lisa's women's conference. The woman ago walked up to me. I was like, oh, Lord, here we go. I knew she was going to say something. But I was just, you know, hi.
Yes, right?
But It was.
No, I'm time. Amen. You know, I sit back and I say this all the time to people, and I tell people, you know, you made the statement when you say you'll never meet a stranger. For me, I say it like this: every connection is a divine connection. God opens up doors for reasons. Sometimes that we don't always understand, and in those moments, God has allowed me to be able to minister to strangers that I've never seen before. So you know, we ain't gonna get into that because we're gonna mess around here and we're gonna lose this whole show if I do that. But
I'm trying to tell you,
I was sitting there this morning. And I was sharing with my wife, I was tossing and turning half the night. The Lord was just giving me prophetic word after prophetic word for people. And then all of a sudden, he began to bring strangers up before me. He said, you're going to meet this person, and this is a person you're going to impart into. You're going to share this with this person. You're going to share that with this person. And I was like, God, you know, and I'm trying to sleep, and he's talking. And I told God, God said, this is what your life is going to be. This is what you're going to be like. So you might as well go and get ready because this is what you're going to see. God says, I'm going to start bringing back people before you that you've had in your past that I need you to impart into. He said, people that you have connected with in this time and in this season, I'm going to have you impart into. So don't ever think that because you have met somebody and it don't seem like that individual person may be who you need at the time, but see, God will hold that spot. It's like a bookmark on your computer. You might not never need it for that one time, but watch this here. God will have that bookmark right there, and you'll look up, you know what, I need that, and you'll click that and open it up, and the very thing that you open up, that'll be the thing that will just go into that and just download everything that you need, and you'll be saying to yourself, I just used it for that one thing, but it increases your computer speed, it increases, watch this here, when that person, when you connect with that person, and then you go back and you connect with that person will impart into you wisdom, it'll impart into you new people that you need to get in contact with, open up more doors, and then you'll hear that what the Lord has spoke to me once more. He said, I will open up a window and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive. He said, your meal barrel will never run dry. He said, when you go to your cabinets, you're going to have all. He said, it ain't a wasteful thing. It's a thing that whenever you go to God, Lord, whenever you go to that cabinet and grab for that all, it might be the same vessel, but it's going to always have something in it. It may not be overflowing, but every time you reach your hand in that meal barrel, you're going to pull something out. That's the kind of God that we serve. So don't ever think it's strange when you meet somebody for the first time. And that be the person. That be the only. Come on here. That'll be the only person that you met, and all of a sudden you come across that number, and you call that number. I've been waiting to call you. I lost your number. He said, but I knew the Lord told me you was going to get back in contact with me, and I needed you, and you called right on time because this is what I got, XYZ, XYZ, XYZ. And not only does it bless them, but it blesses you. Come on here. God will make a way out of, Lord.
No way.
Okay.
Yes, he will. I testify. You don't have to ask me not a man other question because that has been my journey. I testify. Yes, sir. I testify.
God Almighty.
I testify yes and amen. That has been my journey since the day that I heard him speak at that desk. And I said, Lord, I know you're not talking to me. And he said, why not? Why not you? You've been wanting to do it for forever. You've been wanting to work in the ministry for forever. So why would I not give you the equipment that you need so that you can be useful and available for me?
And when your little prophet,
because all I said is I just want to do it as a servant.
When your little prophet is start coming to tell you something, write it down.
Yes, ma'am.
Write it down. When she start coming, write it down.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
You already know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
you already
know.
And I think in that phrase apostle, no longer. I promise you that I've done that too many times. Because I said, Lord, I know this person looks familiar. But I feel like I had a conversation with them before. And they tell me, hi, young lady, we've been watching you. What? I have not. What you mean you've been watching me? We've been watching you. We heard you work for, you know, this particular company down here called the Health Center. And they are literally in the community. And I've always asked to be in the community so that I can be able to know how to use what I went to school for. Like, I really, really want to know. How does this connect? God says everything that you do is ministry. You're going to school, not for you. You're going to this, and you're going to do this for me, not for you. And so I began to learn that at a young age. And so I'm grateful. And leaders all the way around me.
Wow.
All the way around. Wow. Every single moment. And I said, Lord, you're trying to tell me something?
Right?
So yes, sir. Right? I'm listening. I testify yes and amen. Yes, sir.
You made a statement earlier. You said that, look, you said the Lord has been showing you. Say, Lord, that is so big. Your Lord show me stuff that's so big. Lord, that's huge.
Lord,
I don't know how I'm going to do that. And let me help you with that process right there. If God show you something that's let me dial that back. If you ever see something that's in your grasp, that's not God. If you could ever see something that you could put your hands on and you could do it yourself, that's not God.
Come on.
God will always show you something that's bigger than you so you can grow into it.
See?
Watch this here. And he'll show you something bigger than where you're at so you can grow into that. God has never been a God about standing still. God has always been a God about growth.
Yes, Lord.
He has never been a God about standing still. He's always been a God about growth. If you don't believe me, look at the children of Israel.
Yes.
I use this analogy really. It's really strange that I would use this analogy, but I'm going to use this analogy because it fits the reason. The children of Israel had the temple, and everywhere that they went, the temple went. It would never stay in one spot because God is never a standstill God. God is always a moving, breathing, operating operation. He never sits in one spot. He's never been designed like that. And that's the reason why God gave you the type of ministry that you have. Your ministry is not designed just for your local area. You're going to impact areas across the world. You're going to go, God is going to allow you to go into L.A., Los Angeles. He's going to, Atlanta. He's going to have you going into Dallas. He's going to have you going into Fort Worth. You're going to get into places where T.D. Jakes can't get into. You're going to get into places where Creflo Dollar them can't get into because God says what I have designed inside of you is a ministry of growth. The mega ministry has had its turn. God said, I am just to turn the little small, what they call minute, the ones that they smirk at and laugh at. Those are the ones that's going to be the most effective, and they're going to replace the mega ministries, and they're going to say, they've been coming, but they ain't never came like you have. So that's what God got prepared for you. That's what God got prepared for you. This is the thing. Like I told you, this is the thing that went off the rails. But God has already set some things in order, and because He set these things in order and in place, what we have to realize is this: we have to be pliable to let God do it. Can I prophesy to the Worldwide Gospel Connection? Let me connect. Y'all give me a minute. Let me prophesy the Worldwide Gospel Connection is just to reach everywhere. We got a prophecy to say that we're going to have a radio show in Louisiana. And I told God, I said, okay, God, come on, open up every door. And see, this is the reason why when God says something and you stay the course, irregardless of all the hell that's breaking loose, don't get distracted by the roadside accidents. Me and my wife was coming back yesterday on the Beltway, and as we were coming on the Beltway, this is the revelation that the Lord gave me. Everybody that was in front of us was stopping, trying to see what was going on the side of the road. But me and my wife had the same mentality and mindset. Y'all need to keep going because we got somewhere to go. If you ever catch it in the spirit, quit worrying about what's going on the side of the road because that ain't nothing but a distraction. Yep. That's going to slow you down and make you pump your brakes unnecessarily when God told you to put full throttle on that thing and keep running because watch this. If you do it, you're going to be like Jonah. What would have took 3 days took 1 day.
Lord Jesus.
And that's the mentality that God is giving me. God's telling us, you know what? Thank you, Lord. He said, I'm not just speaking to you, I'm speaking to everybody that's under the sound of my voice right now. He said that your turn and your time is now. Don't worry about what's going on the side of the road. He said, put it in fifth gear. And he say, don't worry about nothing else. All that other stuff that's on the side of the road, all them people that been stopped, all the ones that got the naysayers, the ones saying that you ain't going to make it, talking about this too big, you doing too much, you going to burn yourself out. Girl, please, shut up. God is going to restore back to me my strength.
He say,
I'm going to mount up on wings of eagles. I'm going to run and not be weary. I'm going to walk and I ain't going to faint. I ain't giving up. I ain't giving up. I ain't tired. The old saints used to say it like this. On my long day journey, I'm not tired yet. Come on here.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. Ooh, God. I'm sorry. But God had. God has done a miraculous thing. God has done a miraculous thing. Okay. Lord, are you done? Because we need to get this broadcast back under control.
I know, oh, Lord Jesus. But I'm telling you, my God, Lord Jesus, thank you. Strategy, development, empowerment. Yes, Lord. All of that.
And see, Yeah, that's what's gonna happen. Maybe you got any questions? I need to put myself on mute. You got any questions?
Yeah. My question is, what would you tell someone that want to start their own business, want to step out, but too busy looking at everything else because if somebody's doing what they want to do? What would you tell that person?
I would tell that person. I would literally sit there with them because I'm visual. Like this, I would sit there with a cup of coffee in my hand and tell them, take your time. Process it. Figure it out. Don't move so quickly. Know what you heard. Understand what you heard. And then walk out what you heard. Because you are being spoken to. The nudge is calling you. And you will do it, but you have to do it right. Don't rush the process. Just because you heard the voice, don't go in the next day and put your notice in. Preparation takes time. So just how you put the preparation into creating your resume and putting all your different qualifications on that resume, come on, Holy Spirit, with your name, address, and phone number, and now the new email that you got now, because you got like 15 of them. So then, you know, you got to, I mean, down to the T, make sure. And then how you put all these resumes into all these different jobs and positions. That same preparation is the same preparation you have to have before actually walking away from your current situation. And then like most, everybody's story is different. Everybody may not have the resources right off the top, you know, to actually just quit, put a 2 weeks notice in, and then begin start working their business full time. You may have to work both of them at the same time until you can release one or the other. So the goal is, if it's that way, don't worry about it. But set time aside to do what you're supposed to do for your 8-to-5, 9-to-5, and then still work on the vision. Still work on it. Make it plain. Write it out, you know, take your time and gather all your things so that when you have a solid foundation. I am so big on foundation because every single person I come into in my generation does not have a foundation. And like I'm not trying to go up in the clouds again, but before I come from a solid foundation, so I understand what that looks like. So that's why I'm very adamant and heartfelt about that. And when I don't see it, I love to show them, teach them, and tell them about having a solid foundation and what that looks like. And so when you do step out, you have a foundation to stand on, and it won't move you. Because when the turbulence comes, because it's going to come, when the distractions come, because they will come, when the depression tries to set in to tell you that you cannot, all these different things going to sway you and will literally put your computer in a hole and collect dust. All these things will come. But you got to remember the why. You got to remember the who. And you got to remember the what. And then you continue to keep working on the how, because God's going to provide that how. You don't have to worry about that. But just keep that how open anyway. But just make sure that you have all these things in place so that when that turbulence and stuff does come, you're not distracted so bad to where you just completely give up. You might stumble a little bit and may not work on that day, but you'll continue to keep moving. In other words, to sum all that up, I would say take your time, gather your resources, and make sure that everything is in place. Be prepared. Preparation is key. And I also know that preparation lasts so that you'll be able to have that solid foundation to your business. And just never give up. It's obtainable.
Amen. If you could change anything about this journey to God to where you at now, what would it be?
Woman of God, I wouldn't change a thing. And I say that because we try to rewrite stuff so many different times, But in actuality, the way it's been written and the way it's been played, once you hit that play button, is exactly how it's supposed to be. Because if I didn't have the turbulence or the trouble or the tribulation or the death of my mom, the death of my father-in-law, the relocation of trying to find somewhere else to go and being in a whole new different area and territory and having to start all over again, and I'm, you know,
Come on.
Driving myself to, you know, from Livingston, Texas to Houston, Texas, and then dropping husband off at work, daughter at school, taking care of my sickly mother, and then moving fast forward to them telling me she has 48 hours and a place to live. And I mean, just all these different things that I went through, I wouldn't change it, because it has built my character, it has built my personality and my structure, it has built my mama say, your backbone. It has built me to stand firm on what God said, what he said, when he said it, just like he said it. And she told me, no matter what it looks like, stay with God and trust him. He knows what's best for you. And it may not look the best to you, but it's the best for you. So I wouldn't change it, because now I know. So when I get a little bad information or I don't get clients for months at a time, come on, I'm walking in this thing. And I don't get nobody to click on me, and I don't think nobody's seeing me. And I've done every step that I could possibly think of. And I said, Lord, seriously, this is what we're doing? You going to have me come out here way out here in the deep end? You know what? How about I just go back to the corner and encourage myself? How about I go back on, you know, go back in the corner with myself? And I'm good. Let me go back to a regular job. Every time I do all of that, he sends a project my way that takes my time and literally, you know, will give me all the things that I need on the back end. So I keep saying, okay, Lord, not my way, but your way. So I wouldn't change it, because it has built me to stand today. It literally has made me stand up and show up for what God is wanting to do for me, and not be afraid to say I can't, but instead say I can.
Amen. This would be our final question. It's a twofold question. What is your greatest success, and what is your greatest failure?
Greatest success, I would say, is once I found that the vision was actually coming to life and manifesting itself before me, the greatest success is how everything I needed to function was provided. And I'm still functioning off of what was sold 2 years ago. That's nobody but God to allow me to even say that that's a success. Because I had a fear, and I say had because God prayed me through that, where most businesses start off, but then they fail because of whatever reason. But God is saying to me, I've called you for this, just like I called you to minister my word. So I'm not going to leave you in that particular area, because I know that you're going to follow what I say. As long as you follow what I say, you'll be all right. So I believe that that's my greatest success, as well as all of my ideas and visions and thoughts. I have been able to comfortably take that to my husband, and my husband being a great support. Because a lot of times you have dividing, you know, in the household, where it's envy, it's strife, it's jealousy, and all those other things that come into play. So God has allowed that to not enter into my home, and I thank him for that. And he's like my number one supporter, and in that particular segment of, you know, living through me. He's like, hey, you do it. You got the vision. I'm just going to roll with you. I believe that that's the success part, as well as me being able to do ministry at the same time. Because what I've created and what God has given me to create is ministry-minded. So I believe as long as I continue to keep doing that, he'll allow me to continue to keep having success. Failure is kind of hard, I guess. I would say failure for me was realizing I had all these different visions and creativity and all the things that God allowed me to have, but not seeing everybody telling me no in the beginning, you know, a lot of different no's in different areas that I thought could just be easy yeses, but they're not. Taking a turn financially to put everything into place. No, that's vague and vain, but, you know, money answers all things. But God put me in a place to trust him. So that failure turned into him still using me and guiding me. And so I had to take that failure with a chunk, basically, and just swallow it and say, okay, Lord, it's a failure, but it's not a failure. So what is it that you want me to see in this? And then I can correct it, because there is a correction after the failure. You can fail and slip, but you don't have to stay there. It just didn't work that way. So then you can do it another way, if that makes sense.
It does. It really does.
So, you know, but that mindset, it's all about your mind. You got to change your mind and know who's in charge. Because even though this is my business, he's the CEO. He's the operator. He's the owner. He's the chief. He's the administrator. He does everything. All I do is just do what he tells me to do. And I try to make sure I show up on time. Amen.
Man, amen. Baby, you got any more questions?
No, she already knows. She already knows.
Grateful. I'm so grateful for you, too. I really am. Apostle, I know we have not met yet. But we shall meet.
Amen.
We're going to have some good texts, too.
Amen.
Absolutely. She already knows. I'm just excited for her. Excited for her family. I can't wait till the day she called and tell me she retired her husband. That's the day we're going to have a Holy Ghost showdown. I'm just excited for her because I know where God is. I see where he's taking her. And as long as she keep him first, unstoppable. Literally unstoppable. I'm so amazed and proud of her. And especially when she gets to travel in the world, let me know. Because, you know, we're going to be praying and supporting as much as possible.
Yes,
remember, iron sharpens iron. You know, it's
yes,
not about
ma'am.
You doing better than me. It's about us sharpening each other and bringing each
that's
other
right.
together. You know, so that's the
yes,
thing that sometimes people fail to realize is when you work together and encourage one another, the sky is unlimited.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Amen. Baby, you wanna play?
I'm in the DPS office, sir.
Okay, you don't rock nine in the DPS office then. Don't.
Take care, buddy.
Man of God.
I'll pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity and this time to share with the woman of God. We thank you for the knowledge that she has shared with us, God. We thank you for allowing her to share her testimony. God, we thank you for that. Was someone out there that was listening under the sound of our voice this morning, God, that was blessed by her just sharing her ups and her downs, her trials and her tribulations that she went through to get her business off the ground. Father, we thank you because there was someone that needed to hear that. They may have been at their lowest point, getting ready to close the doors of their business, close the doors of their entrepreneurship. God, we thank you because that word came in an end time moment, God. Not in an end time, but an end time moment, God. And we thank you right now, God. God, that you opened up their understanding. You opened up their eyes. You opened up their hearts. You opened up their spirits, God, to receive, God, this great word. And they were increased for coming. God, we pray, God, for the woman of God's businesses, God. God, we thank you right now, God. You would touch every intricate part of it, God, and continue to open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that she has not room enough to receive. God, we pray the overflow blessing over her life, over her finances, over her husband, God, over her children, God, over everything that is connected to her, oh God. God, for everything that she desire and need, God, God is on the way. God, we thank you for breaking up every fertile ground, God, and the good seed being planted, God, and a good harvest shall come forth. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. And the God of the harvest and everything that is connected to it and every portion of who he is, in the mighty and gracious name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen, amen, and it shall be done. Amen.
Amen.
Tell the people how they can get in contact with you. All your media platforms that you own, let them know all of that.
All righty. They can visit me on the web at theryansgroup3.org. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at the Ryans Group 3. And then also they could call us on the line, on our business line at 713-489-4050. And they can also email us at the Ryans Group 3@gmail.com. And we are connected. Everything is there. What they need, they can send a consultation request. They can inbox us, send us something through Messenger if they like. And it's very easy. I walk everybody through the process. Like I said, I'm a teacher by nature, and I love to teach exactly what I do. So it's not just going to help your business, but it'll also help you, which is why I'm also Coach Shan. So I believe that I am a purpose empowerment pusher, because as I'm being pushed into my purpose, I so desire to do the same for those that I come in contact with.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead on and we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Woman of God, hang on for a moment. Please don't hang up, and we will be right back.
Yes, sir.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move. Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised. Oh,
Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Mountain. erase the mistakes, and the blood has washed away. Someone ought to give God a shout. Somebody, yeah! When I think about here, what is that to me? What is that to me?
Amen, amen, amen. Because of the blood. Amen. Listen, I'm going to share with you guys a real quick scripture. I ain't going to be before y'all very long. I just want to give you a little bit of a nugget this morning, something to help you along your way. In the book of Romans 8 and 35, the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 35 says this. This is the King James reading, and it simply says this. It says, who shall separate me from the love of Christ? What shall tribulation, distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? I'm going to read that again. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Let me encourage you this morning. Do not let anything, I mean anything, separate you from your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from the love of your Lord and Savior. It does not matter what your situation or circumstance is. Don't matter where you are, what's going on in your life, God has made it this way. That no matter what comes, it's not going to separate. It's not going to change the way he thinks about you. Yes, we go through the things that we go through. We experience some hard trials. We experience some places and some circumstances and some situations that make us feel like we're not worthy, make us feel like we're not in our rightful place. We're not in our rightful mindsets. We're not in the rightful journey that we need to be in. But can I help you this morning? Can I bless you to your blessed place this morning? Can I put you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny real quick? God has already set up and orchestrated some things in your life to let you know that no matter what you may be experiencing, whether it's on the high side or whether it's on the low side, whether it's on the in-between side or whether it's on the side to where you don't know what direction you're going in, God has already set up a way. The Bible says there's no temptation known unto man that he has not made an escape for. People think it's just because of a temptation. A temptation is the only thing he's talking about. But he's talking about in life, you know, whatever it is that you're going through, he has already made an escape. He has already made a way. The temptation that he talks about is the temptation of giving up. The temptation he's talking about is the temptation of saying that I don't think God's going to do it. The temptation of the situation is talking about, when he says temptation, he's talking about that when hardships and trials come, that he is not, that there's an escape. There's a way out, and it's called trust. If you trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, he not only will direct your path, but the Bible says it like this: he shall be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Now, not only will he show you, not only will he give you a way out, but he'll show you the direction to go in. When we learn how to trust in it, regardless of what it is, we have to learn that. We have to learn how to not allow our conditions separate us from God. I know it's hard. I know the situations and circumstances sometimes seem to be a little bit more complex than what we are prepared for. But can I be the bearer of good news? Can I be a word of encouragement for you this morning? Can I give you the drive this morning that you need? Can I let the cat out of the bag, as they say? God has already made that way out. God has already said that enough is enough. God has already said that this is the finalized of the situation. Only thing you got to learn how to do, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Watch this here, and I'm going to cut this thing off. Learn how to see God in your next place that you're going to. Even though he may not be present in that, but God is in the midst of that. Come on here. Let me bless you. He is in that next shift. He is in that next move. He is in that next transition. He is in that next big idea. He's in that next venture. He's in that next promise that he's made to you, because it may not be seen to you right now. You may be looking at a blank brick wall right now. You may be looking at a stucco wall. You may be looking at the wall in your bedroom. But can I be the blessed place that you need to be? The best place you need to be at this morning? Can I give that to you this morning? That's just God's canvas for the next shift. Look at it just like that. That is God's canvas. If you start looking, okay, God, you're going to provide here. You're going to meet this need over here. You're going to show me how to get through this. You're going to show me how to get through that. And just start putting on that wall the stuff that he's going to get ready to do. And the more you contemplate and understand and see that it is in him you live, it is in him you breathe, it is in him you have your movement, everything will be okay. God has already fixed it. It don't seem like it now. The tears are more frequent. The pain is more intense. The tears have gone from a whimper to a full out, Lord, why you forsake me, to a cry. It just went from them just talking about giving you medication for the pain to talking about doing surgery. But guess what? At the end of the day, God is still in control. See, we got to trust him. Lord, that's powerful. We got to trust him even when the diagnosis changed. Ain't that something? We got to trust God even though the diagnosis has changed. Even though the diagnosis has changed, God is still in control. I'm going to heal you. I'm healing you. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to set your kids free. But the diagnosis changed from what we think in our mind, because we've seen it one way. And God says, okay, I have to go this way, not for you, but for that person, for that individual. See, God shifts the situation, not because of what we've done, but because he's got to get the other person on the other side prepared. That's good stuff right there. That's good preaching. That'll preach anywhere in Texas. That'll preach anywhere across this country. But we got to learn how to trust God when the diagnosis changes. For not only is he able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. He is still God. In your dead place, your broken place, your disrupted place, your uprooted place, your uprooted place, your hurtful place, and the place where you don't know if that's God or not. He's right there. And he will do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Just trust him. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Listen, we're going to go into our overcomer scripture and our overcomer's prayer real quick here. We're going to go ahead on and go into that. Let me share that with you. Our overcomer scripture comes from Romans 10 and 9, which simply says, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. There are those of you all that are under the sound of my voice right now, and you need to know that God is able to do that. And watch this here. You do that by gaining a relationship with him. And that's simply by just surrendering on this morning. It's not complicated. It's not difficult at all. It's called surrender. And see, one of the hardest things about salvation is surrender. But if you surrender your life to him, I promise you, he will turn your situation around. He'll make that thing work for you. He'll make that chaotic, crazy thing make sense. The only thing you got to do is learn how to trust him. Even in the midst of that, he is able to do just what he said he's going to do. Amen? So listen to me real close. I'm going to pray. And when I pray, I'm going to reintroduce that scripture of Romans 10 and 9. And when I do that, I want you to just lift up your hands and receive him as your Lord and Savior. It's just that simple. It's not complicated. side complex, and watch what he does after you receive him as your Lord and Savior. I promise you, your life will change for the better. Let's pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voice, God, in the valley of decision, trying to figure out what direction to go in. Father, we pray today, God, that as we open up the ways, open up the airways, open up the opportunity, Father God, for them to receive you as their Lord and Savior. Father, we pray today, God, that you would step into that situation and make that chaotic, crazy thing, Father, make sense to them. Father, we pray today, God, that you would break every shackle and every chain off of their hearts and their minds. Father, give them freedom, give them strength, give them wisdom, give them power, God, to be able to stand in who you are and who they are in you. God, let them know that even though their situation or circumstance may not be all sunshine and rainbows, God, give them the understanding that even in the midst of that, Father, that you are not just able, but you are well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Strengthen them on every hand. Build them up where they're weak. God, give them understanding and wisdom and power in the place that they're in. And let them know that even in the midst of their heartache and pain, Father, that you will wipe their tears away. Father, Romans 10:9 says it like this. It says that if they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts, Father God, that you was raised from the dead, they will be saying, those that are lifted up their hands, Father, receive them now. Father, we pray for those that are in the valley of decision, trying to make that decision. Father, give them grace, God, to be able to make it to another time. But God, also give them the urgency in their hearts, God, that if they don't hurry up, if they don't get on the good foot, if they don't get into position in place right now, God, let them know that their time is winding up, and God, that there's only a time limit left on this thing, God, and that they need to make their decision now. Father, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will cover them while they're in the midst of their decision, God, and keep them in perfect peace. God, is our prayer. Father, we pray, God, that you would touch men and fix every situation and circumstance in their lives. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Now, those of you all that gave your life on this morning, we want to give you three real quick keys. One, get you a really good Bible. Two, get you a church home. Myself and Pastor-elect Douglas, we are the pastors of the Abba House International. Please make it your business to come on to our page. We have our web page on Facebook. You can come on there and you can listen in to us on Tuesdays and Sundays. Tuesdays at 7:15 and Sundays at 10:30. We're on live sharing the word of God with you. Please make it your business. Number one, and thirdly, make sure that person that you are under, that person that you have joined that ministry with, is preaching and teaching the word of God, and make sure that their life is that their preaching in the pulpit matches their life that's going to be on the outside of the pulpit. Amen. You could tell the difference. God bless you. Now, those of you all who would like to sow this morning, you could do so by going to one of three ways. We have our Cash App. We also have our PayPal, and we also have Zelle. Now, you can go to your PayPal is paypal.me/worldwide, the first part of the radio broadcast, Worldwide GC. That's, again, paypal.me/worldwide GC. You can also go to your Cash App, and Cash App is WGC 2020. Again, that's WGC 2020. You can also go to your Zelle, and that Zelle is 832-816-7997. Again, that's 832-816-7997. Either one of those two ways, you can go and go to your Zelle, and you could go to your PayPal, and you can go to your Cash App and share the blessing. Now, remember, those that are sowing, when you sow into us, we sow into others. And when this is how you receive a harvest in a field that you did not plant in. When you sow into one, sow into us, and we sow into those others, and they receive that harvest. Amen? And we ask that you continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. God bless you guys. You guys have a fantastic day, and we look forward to you guys joining us again on next week for our Man of Monday broadcast. Also, we have our Testimony Tuesday, our Wisdom and Word Wednesday. Wisdom and Worship Wednesday, and then we have our Women's Day Thursday, and then we'll be right back again right here on Friday for our Freestyle Friday broadcast. Listen, guys, we love you so much. We appreciate you. You guys have a great day. We will talk to you guys real soon. God bless.
My shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright.
Make it right.